Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 5. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. It was Stewardship Week at St. James Lutheran Church, and Ginny was looking at a sign-up sheet on a table in the church lobby. It said that volunteers were wanted to host small group Bible studies in their homes. A kindly-looking older couple approached her. Jenny knew them only as Mr. and Mrs. Kleibert. Gesturing towards the sign-up sheet, Mr. Kleibert held out a pen and said, "You won't regret it." "Oh, I don't think that's for me," Jenny said. "I haven't been a member here for very long." "Where does it say you have to have tenure in the congregation to host one of these groups?" Mr. Kleibert pretended to search the paper for what he knew wasn't there. "Besides," Mrs. Kleibert added, "we've noticed how active you've been in Sunday morning Bible class. You ask lots of great questions." Ginny looked at the two of them. "You've noticed?" she asked. Mr. Kleibert assured her, "I'm one of the elders here at St. James, and my wife Janet leads the Altar Guild. We're always on the lookout for ways to involve new members into the life of the congregation, find ways for them to feel at home, and use the gifts that God has given them. The Holy Spirit makes sure that every Christian has something to offer to the rest of us." Ginny was still hesitant. "You're sure it's a good idea?" Mrs. Kleibert said, "My dear husband here will be the one leading the study, and I'll be there too. You'll be just fine. Now quick, sign your name so I can introduce you to the gals on the Altar Guild too." "Father, by grace you have united me with Christ and called me into your family. Help me to value the gifts of my fellow believers and encourage them to use those gifts for your glory. Amen." Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.